Good to see you. Good to see you. Well, obviously, welcome to our family service. Most of you should know that we're having a family service today, and we obviously love it when new members are added to the fellowship, and sometimes new members are added when they're older, and we're actually going to be welcoming Milan a little bit later, but sometimes they're added when they're younger. And we've got a baby dedication service this morning, and we're going to be welcoming some families onto the stage. And so maybe what we can do right now is you should know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then we're not talking to you, and maybe you can join us for the next one. We try to do this once or twice a year. But if I could please invite our six families onto the stage, we'd love to pray for you guys, and you can come. You can come. There's staircases on both sides here. I know there were most probably many prayers this morning. You know, please let the little ones be quiet on stage. But we really don't mind if they're not quiet. So please come. All righty. Why don't we give them a round of applause? Give them a round of applause. How's it, guys? Come on, come on. Greetings, greetings. All righty. Are you guys kind of in the middle-ish? You guys want to move over just a little bit that way? And we've got one more family coming. One more family coming. Getting ready to sing. Hand that baby a microphone. All righty. Well, here are our six families. We have got six. Eh? One, two, three, four, five, six families. Okay. Just otherwise my cheat sheet doesn't make sense. But I'm going to basically welcome and introduce each one of our little babies, and just say a few words. And I know that there are a number of grandparents, uncles and aunts, even some siblings here today. So I also want to acknowledge those that we do have. And obviously, if you are here and you're not on my cheat sheet, we definitely want to acknowledge you as well. But this is Lonnie, and what I want to say about Lonnie, we've known each other for almost 20 years. Almost 20 years. We were at Lonnie and Vuyo's. Lonnie and Vuyo's wedding, how long ago was that? Long time ago, 16, 15 years, 14 years, 15 this year. And we've known each other for many years. This is little Zimfifi. Sweet, can you see? Turn to the, no, don't wake her up. Oh, there's a picture, don't wake her. Such a wonderful family. I think back to that wedding, just married, and here they are with baby number three, which is just incredible. You know, and obviously a lot can happen in a short period of time. So Zimfefe, welcome to the family. Next we have Sanana and Lerato, also known Sanana for many years, not quite as long as Lonnie, but Sanana was with Maura and myself at UCT and on campus ministry, part of a great UCT generation. So, you know, UCT students now, you've got a lot to live up to. And I remember meeting Lerato and he came down to Cape Town, and you know, all of a sudden I was like, hey, this brother's visiting a little bit too often. There's something going on here. Turns out he had eyes for one of the sisters, and we had some good conversations. And you know, he was building bridges long distance. And needless to say, the rest is history. And this is little Alenasi or Nasi, and welcome to the family, little Nasi. Next, we have Viwe and Andile. Viwe, I knew a little bit before Andile. When I met Viwe and when she became a disciple, there was only one child in the family. Now, all of a sudden, this is number three. So you can see, you know, the families are, the family ministry has been busy. Amen. Very encouraging. And I've got my cheat sheet and I didn't even use it. I want to just acknowledge some of the grandparents. Can I just start at the beginning? You guys have a little bit of mercy with me. With Lonnie, we just want to acknowledge Pumla and Kasela, Granny. Definitely with Lerato and Sanana. I also want to acknowledge great granny. What a privilege. Ida Mukhali and granny Nelly Mutabani. And then with Viwe, Andile and Viwe. Obviously, we're welcoming Anda here, but Auntie Amanda's here. And is your other sister here as well?
No,
she isn't. But obviously, wonderful to have grannies. We've got some great grannies. We've got aunties. We've got some uncles coming up as well. But just for little Anda, welcome to the family. Very sweet. Very sweet. Brilliant. Well, Andre and Fordia, also known you guys for a long time. Actually, known a lot of you from campus ministry days. But we met Fordia when she was a campus student at Cape Tech, now CPUT. And when I met Andre, you could see a little bit more of his face as well. But it's also very encouraging just to see your guys' relationship blossom, and now all of a sudden, a very thoughtful looking Adrian over here. Wonderful to welcome Adrian to the family, and also Granny here, Avril, and Uncle Errol and Aunt Lavona as well. So very sweet, and someone definitely soaking up the audience there. You know, it's not the last time he's going to be on stage. I can see that. Philip and Nikki, haven't known you since campus days. I mean, Philip and Alma, Philip and Nikki. There is a Philip and Nikki. Two Philips. Philip and Alma, haven't known you guys since campus, but I did know you guys before you had children. And it's so funny, when I first met Philip and we went into his house, you know, he was like, oh, this is what I renovated. Now, to someone who's not good at DIY, anyone who can even put a nail in the wall is like a hero to me. And he built walls and roofs, and they did all kinds of stuff together as a family. And that was obviously when they had a little bit more time on their hands. And since then, it also feels like the blink of an eye. The family's grown to four. Which is just incredible. And this is little Christy here. And we also want to welcome Opa and Omar Alvain and Marita, as well as Opa Rick. So welcome to the family. The other Philip and Nikki this time. And little Hannah, nice to see you. And it was Hannah's fourth birthday the other day, and we had cake, and it was just a wonderful celebration, and she's a great older sister. And this is little Grace, also a favorite. We're in a family group together, also a favorite of the family group. When Nikki walks in holding Grace, all of a sudden, you know, everyone says hi to Grace, and Nikki's like, hey, I'm also a person. You can also say hi to me. She's kind of a favorite to be passed around, very sociable. We also want to just recognize Duncan and Lynn, who are here, as well as Maggie Turner. So these are all of our little bundles of joy and parents. Why don't we give them a round of applause? And then what we're going to do now is we're going to actually have a chance to pray and to say a dedication for all the little bubbas here. And if I could maybe ask, if you are a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or even a sibling, and you would like to or you're able to, if you could please stand as well while we pray, just so that we can pray for you as well. So why don't we, as a church, why don't we bow our heads? There we go. That's a good big brother there. Why don't we bow our heads, and let's pray together as a family. God, thank you so much just for this morning, God. It's just amazing just to see these. I know I've got a close view, God, of these wonderful little boys and girls who are still so small, God. And I think even of my own kids, I think of many of the families sitting around here, just how we think it was a blink of an eye, and they go from babies to toddlers to all of a sudden they're in grade one, grade two, grade. I mean, it's just, it goes so quickly, God. And right now we just want to pray for, to pray for the parents. God, please give them great patience. Give them great strength, God. It is a challenging time as a family. As much as there's so much joy in having a new baby in the home, it's time gets divided. I remember even for myself, God, as a single, I was in charge of pretty much 100% of my schedule. And then all of a sudden getting married, there was a little bit less for me, and having one kid a little bit less and another kid a little bit less. And God, we want to pray for the families, for the parents, that they will find time for each other, God, that they will make space to connect and to make sure that their relationship is strong. God, please give them great wisdom for those who are having had babies for the first time, just that they will be great learners and figure this thing called parenting out, God. I know that you give us great great tools. You've given us a great family to draw wisdom from, but there's also just a need to figure things out, and the learning curve is so steep and can be so overwhelming. And God, for those who are adding child number two, child number three, I don't think there's any with child number four yet, but we'll see in the next couple of years, God, if they're back. But God, just, that as parents, that they'll have great wisdom over how to manage the multiple personalities in the home, and how each child is so different and needs to be treated so differently, and how, God, how hard it is to figure out the balance where treating two people so different the same way is actually unfair, and how fairness comes from really understanding their own children and figuring out how to parent them. So please, God, great wisdom. And God, want to pray especially for the mums. I know sometimes the world that we live in places all kinds of pressures on mums. They need to fit the profile of a modern day mum, and yet there's also this expectations of them to fit the profile of an ancient, old school views of motherhood, and it's incredibly pressurized, and it's confusing at times, God. And so please just give them great strength and grace and wisdom as they figure their motherhood out, God. And the same with the dads. I know the world needs more spiritual dads, and I'm very grateful for these men standing here, God. And please just give them moral courage to be the dads that they need to be, God. Help them to have great faith and to set a great example in their home as a spiritual beacon, not only for the rest of the family, but for their new additions that we're celebrating this morning, God. God, also want to say a prayer for grandparents, uncles, aunts. It's such an important role, God. I know we even spoke about it a little bit in the sermon last week, God, how there's just this need for adults and that are not parents in the lives of children. And I just want to pray for the grandparents. I know it's such a special, such a uniquely carved out role. And please give them great wisdom, great strength. God, please give the grandparents the wisdom to know when to step in and help and when to step back and to understand boundaries, God. Please give them an umbrella of love that I know often comes with grandparenthood, that they will just tie the families together in a way that sometimes only grandparents and sometimes only uncles and aunts really can. And God, also just for the brothers, the sisters, I know sometimes having a new member of the family can be filled with great amounts of joy and also great challenges, God, as what was lots of attention can often get diluted down to less attention. And God, please give them understanding beyond their years to be able to appreciate that, and for the older siblings to take on the role as an older sibling. And God, please help these little ones to learn how to be younger brothers and sisters. Sometimes it's a tough life to be the youngest in the family. But God, just I want to pray for the family dynamics, especially amongst the kids. I know sometimes sibling rivalry is a very heavy burden on parents. And I just want to pray that the families will learn how to live in harmony together, and we'll figure out the different age groups and just find a happy place. And God, finally, want to pray for the little babies. Some of them, God, who are ready to sit down. But God, just want to pray for them that they will, God, that they will appreciate the blessing that they have to be born into a family that loves you, God. And I think even for myself, there's so many things about my life when I was too young to remember that I'll never really appreciate and I'll never really understand fully. And I know it's the same with these little ones, but God, please just Help them to embrace the life that their parents have been called to. And God, help place those seeds that I know that only you can place in their hearts, God. And as parents, we try our best and we mess up many, many times, more times than we have victories, God. But ultimately, that you will place yourself in their hearts. I know Ecclesiastes talks about that there's already eternity set in their little hearts, God, that you will make yourself revealed to them. And God, that as a family, we will embrace them, that we will grow up with them, God, as they move from little babies into little toddlers. And I know that many of us will teach their kids' own classes and have them in our homes, God. Please help us to get to know them as little individuals as they grow up. But God, we love you. Thank you so much just for this opportunity just to dedicate these little babies, these little children, these little people, God, to you. And we thank you so much just for the wonderful blessing that children are. We love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.